Might use a comb, or you might
comb
use, or a
the other, brush.
Yeah, and when you do that with your hair, you say you're
combing your hair,
or with a brush, you're
brushing your hair.
Yeah. Now, did you ever make a thing when you were a kid, or do you have any children? I didn't ask
oh,
you.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yesterday.
I got children. I got five.
Is that right?
Yeah, we have five children.
They live around here.
Well, not too far away. You might have seen one. My boy runs a Gulf service station there on the corner in Greenville, there next to the as you go right on Main Street. There on
oh, yeah.
The corner on the right, uh-huh. That Gulf filling station.
Is that right?
That's
no,
well,
I buy Gulf. I have a Gulf credit card, so I'll probably stop in there.
Well, he'd be glad for you to come in.
Okay, well, I sure will. When your children were small, did you ever build something from the play on out in the yard that they could go up and down on like this?
Seesaw?
Yeah. And then something else that you just take kind of a limber plank and stretch it out between two.
And then they'd go around.
Yeah?
Yeah, we used to fix things like that. I'd comb a little merry-go-round or something like that.
Did you ever hear that called, did you ever hear anything called a righty horse?
Oh yeah, righty horse.
Now what's a righty horse? Is that something different?
Yeah, we used to bend over bushes, you know.
Uh-huh.
Get on them and...
Oh, that was a righty horse.
Called them righty horses, yeah.
I see.
Other seesaw could have been called a righty horse as well.
Okay. And then, did you ever just take a plank and put it on, say, between two chairs or something like that, and the kids would bounce up and down on that? Or on two stumps or something? Or?
No, not that I ever know of, I don't believe.
Okay. When kids are on a seesaw, what do you say they're doing?
Seesawing.
Okay, and the thing that can hang two ropes down from a tree?
Have a swing.
All right. If you have something next to a coal stove, you have a coal stove, and you have a coal bin or box outside where you keep most of your coal, but you might keep a small amount of it in something next to the stove.
Coal bucket.
Right. And this part of the stove going up there is the...
Pipe.
What's the difference between the pipe and the flue?
Sir?
What's the difference between the pipe and the flue?
Well, see, the pipe here goes up in the flue.
The flue is up above.
Yeah, it goes on up through the house and out
I
through
see.
The roof. You see the... Well, you can see the pipe here goes up into the flue.
Would the flue be the same thing as the chimney then? I mean, it would...
It'd answer for the same purpose.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, uh-huh. It'd answer for the same purpose.
I see. And then the kind of the thing you've had, it has one wheel and two handles that you might move.
Wheelbar?
Yeah. Do you ever call that anything else? Alright. And something you'd sharpen a scythe with, you hold in your hand.
A scythe?
Yeah.
File or wet rock?
Yeah. Okay. Now those are two different things.
Yeah. File is, it's...
Metal.
It's metal and wet rock, it's a stone.
Now a kind of stone on a might have a treadle or a handle.
That's grindstone.
Alright. And the thing I drove up in is the...
Car?
Yeah. Now I might take my car over to your son's station, and I might have him check the water and
gas, no oil.
All right. And then if you put it up on the rack, it might get underneath there and
grease it.
Yeah.
Grease rack.
Okay. You'd say yesterday he
greased my car.
Okay.
Serviced it.
If you had your hands, had that stuff in your hands, you'd say my hands are now real.
Greasy.
Okay. Now the kind of lamp we might have talked about this yesterday. The kind of lamps you had before you had electricity.
Mm-hmm. Coal oil lamp or kerosene lamp.
On a car, they don't use these as much anymore as they did before. But.